This is the 90s Yankees. Mike Brown is Joe Torre.
That's what he is.
Which would make Tibbs Buck Showalter, which, look, Buck Showalter went on to have success and certainly don't want to make it like I'm knocking Buck, but Tibbs didn't win the big one. Buck didn't win the big one. Buck was always kind of the good luck Chuck, if you've seen that movie with Dane Cook. And Joe Torre had the right personality and was the right hire for that Yankee team at the right time. If social media existed when Joe Torre was hired, a lot of people would be eating their words, because I'm sure there were millions of Yankee fans who are like, what the heck is this, Joe Torre? And now he is as beloved a Yankee manager or Yankee period that you can find. And I think Mike Brown fits that conversation. And he wasn't, let's be transparent, it's no secret, he wasn't their first choice. He wasn't the Knicks' first choice, Mike Brown. But you know what? He was the right choice. He was the perfect choice. And he was the right personality with this group at the right time. They play for this coach. They love this coach. And Mike Brown, and I think he, you know, he kind of has that personality where, you know, he's just this fun-loving guy. But make no mistake, Mike Brown coached his ass off in this playoffs. And Mike Brown is a huge reason why they won a championship. And even though he wasn't their first choice, he was the right choice. Just like Joe Torre was the right choice for the Yankees. And much like Torre won multiple rings, let's get multiple rings for Mike Brown while we're at it. Let's let Brunson be Jeter, and let's, as Knicks fans, and if you are a Yankee fan and you lived through that, you know how special that run was, let's duplicate that now with the Knicks. Because this feeling that I have right now, I don't really want to let it go. I don't want it to end at the parade and the summer gets here and it's, oh, well, the Knicks, you know, they won a title and all well and good and we got one and This wasn't fluky. This is a team with, I think, the best player in the league. This is an experienced group with a ton of depth, a ton of talent, the right executive, a very smart one, the best executive in the NBA, let's call it like it is. To do this with the Knicks, you're the best. And an Eastern Conference, quite frankly, I don't want to hear about any of these other teams in the same conversation with the Knicks. You could pump up the Celtics and the Pistons and the Pacers all you want. The Cavs, the Orlando Magic, okay. I'll take this Knicks team every day of the week and twice on Sunday compared to every other team in the Eastern Conference. So it's their conference until further notice. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Travis is in the Bronx. What's up, Travis?
Hey, Travis. Tommy, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, bro. What's happening?
Nothing much. You know, it's crazy being a lifelong Knicks fan and long-suffering, obviously, what happened in the 90s and then how the team went off the rails in the late 90s into the early 2000s. But this run is something that I don't know if we'll ever see, not just as a Knicks fan, but in the NBA. They normalized coming back the way they did. Like, I think...
Good way to put it.
I think we kind of take for granted what they did in Game 5. If Game 5 was a standalone comeback, where they were down by 15, and the way that they grind to come back and win that game,
right.
we're talking about an all-time comeback game, the way that they won and, you know, what Brunson did. But because of what they've done in Game 1 and Game 4...
Well, in Game 4, too, I mean, it's on the heels of Game 4. Anything that they did for an encore was going to feel less than. But you're 100% right, though. Look, the Spurs were up double digits in the first half like they were in every game this series. And they controlled the third quarter. And they had the lead in the fourth quarter. And the Knicks just, like, to your point, casually just go on these, like, 15-2 runs like it's nothing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like we take for granted that, like... Everyone said it. It wasn't even just Knicks fans at this point. Everyone expects the Knicks now to come back from these games. And that's not something that is easy. That's not something that you see. I think I saw I don't know the actual, I think it was like 172 to something, but I think the Spurs were up 72% of the five games,
yeah,
which is insane.
I'll buy that. Yeah. Well, they were up
so,
double digits in every single game. They had a 29-point lead in game four. They controlled game five. They just completely limited the Knicks to nothing, essentially, in the first quarter of that game. But you know what? This Knicks team, over the last couple years, they've had some comebacks. You got to remember the first two in Boston in
sure.
that series. So they've shown when they can put it all together and they have that continuity and chemistry, they have the firepower
100%.
To battle back from double-digit leads. And I think that's going to be the thing, Travis. Now, it's not going to happen every single time, but you saw it against Cleveland as well. That's going to be the DNA of this team, and I think the hallmark
yeah.
of this team is that even though they're down, they're never out.
And I think my next point, and then I'll let you go,
yep.
but I just do you think now, because when a team goes through this kind of run, and it happens every year where a team comes out of nowhere, but they take a turn, and this is who they are now, right? Like, the expectation legitimately, like, this is not a one-year wonder. I don't think that we're going to fall off next year, and we're going to go on this. We're going to have this run as a memory. The Knicks have the core for the next two or three years at least
yep.
to be the team that is expected to come out of the East. I think they are clearly better than Boston.
Yes.
Because
Boston's in disarray. They're in disarray. Their front court's a mess. Unless they trade for Giannis, I don't know what the heck they're doing with their front court. Is Jaylen Brown going to be a Celtic next year? Tatum is still coming off a major injury. He couldn't even get through the games that he came back for. He wasn't even available for Game 7. Detroit is still down at least one great player, and they got to show they don't have the experience that the Knicks have. So if that's the case, who knows? The one team you worry about, obviously, is Indiana, but you got Haliburton coming off a major injury. They don't have the same squad that they had the last couple years that knocked the Knicks
yeah.
out. Orlando can't buy a basket for hours on end, so forget about it with them. You know, Atlanta probably should finish in second place based on the way they handled the Knicks a little bit. But still, I don't see that team in the East, to your point, that is neck and neck with the Knicks. I think the Knicks are clearly head and shoulders the best team in the Eastern Conference for this year and for next year and for years to come.
Yeah, and I think, and I'll leave you with this, I think OG... Moving forward, I think we know what he does. We've seen him every game, and he does this. This is what he does. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to get the benefit of the calls moving forward, and I think he's going to get more superstar treatment. And when that happens, I think that's just going to make this team that much more dangerous. Tommy, great season, man. I am in literal shock. So this is a great day.
Well, Travis, appreciate the call. Great conversation. Get used to the feeling you're feeling right now, because you're going to feel it over the next couple of days. You'll be feeling it at the parade if you go, Travis, and I suggest that you do. And you're going to meet, excuse me, as I get choked up here, choking a little bit, you're going to be feeling it for years to come, because I don't think the Knicks are going anywhere. That's for sure. But you brought up Anunoby and you brought up the star treatment, and OG Anunoby, who I often have compared to Kawhi Leonard. You know, he's a poor man's Kawhi Leonard. He doesn't have to be a poor man's anything anymore. You know, on both ends of the floor, OG Anunoby, to me, going into Game 5, was neck and neck with Brunson as the MVP of this series. Now, Brunson obviously scores 45 points, and OG didn't do much. He was in foul trouble in Game 5. What Brunson did in Game 5 is going to win him the MVP. That was, for a singular performance, one of the all-time iconic performances ever, not just in the NBA, not just in New York, but the history of sports. He had basically half the team's points. But OG Anunoby, now Brunson has the game, we'll always remember. Anunoby has the play. That tip-in, that play in Game 4, which you could argue could be a statue outside of Madison Square Garden. I've already argued it. It's a Mount Rushmore of iconic New York sports plays. It's right up there with Tyree, the helmet. It's right up there with the Jeter flip play. It is a moment that we will never forget, and OG Anunoby is responsible for that moment. So he doesn't have to be a poor man's anything anymore. He is essentially Kawhi Leonard. He's become a top 25 player in the league. And much like Brunson, overlooked for his accolades, and I agree with you. I think the as far as the way they're officiated, that will change because the Knicks are inevitable. That's what they are. Whether anybody likes it or not, whether national media, whether the league, they're inevitable. They're a great team. They have the best starting five in the league. They have the best player. Stop me when I'm telling anything that's not true. They have a deep team. They have a group of just winners with guys with grit, with heart, with tenacity. And they're the best team in the Eastern Conference by a wide margin. The Spurs will get better. They will gain experience. The Thunder will be back. They'll get healthy. They'll probably trade for Giannis or somebody. They'll get a big man because Chet's a loser. They'll get rid of him. Sports loser. He's gutless. So they'll find somebody in there that's actually not afraid of Wemby. So they'll trade him out of there. But maybe they'll trade him to Boston. Actually, I'm all here for that. Let him go to the Celtics so that Carl Anthony Towns could eat his lunch in the playoffs. The Knicks are not going anywhere for a very long time. So if you love the Knicks, get used to it. If you hate the Knicks, get used to it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. And that's my fan focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Knicks are the class of the, not just the league, but of the Eastern Conference. There's no team in the East, I think, that even comes close to comparing to them right now. I think they're all playing catch up. They got a long way to go before they are in the same class or the same sentence as the Knicks when it comes to experience, when it comes to firepower, when it comes to star power, when it comes to chemistry and continuity. There's no team in the East that is on their level or even close. So get used to hearing the Knicks in this conversation year in and year out for a very, very, very long time. And that's a great, it took 53 years for this championship. I don't think we're going to be waiting 53 years for the next one.